to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When I looked at what Van Capital did up in Gaffney, South Carolina, when they collapsed that plant up there, that photo album making plant and picture plants, they merged two companies. They then took all the money out of the companies, leveraged it, then closed it, and they walked away with millions of dollars in profits. This is not an attack on free enterprise. I would say to you that it's free enterprise. I don't take contributions from payday lenders. If I know it, I refuse to do that, and that's free enterprise. But there's something about that enterprise that I have a problem with, and there's something about raping companies and leaving them in debt and setting up Swiss bank accounts and incorporating businesses in the Grand Caymans. I think it is not just fair to do it. I think it's fundamental to the campaign to run this kind of this man's resume.
That's Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina explaining why he thinks Mitt Romney's association with Bain Capital is something that the American people need to scrutinize before they vote in November. Presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's Chris Matthews with Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz about Romney's days with Bain becoming a big issue in the campaign.
Mitt Romney's not an evil person. He may not be a vampire. But the claim that his work as head of Bain was somehow a great preparation for the presidency is not true. Now, why don't we have the whole cabinet out there doing it? Why don't we have Democratic governors, senators, and members of Congress? I would have thought an orchestra leader would be important here. Somebody pointing out, you now, you do Saturday, you do the women on Saturday, you do the minorities on Monday, but let's get this thing with an orchestra sound to it. And all I hear is a solo act from the president, broken now by these, well, they're not purposely saboteurs, but they sabotaged this whole operation this week.
Chris, we're fortunate that we actually have a very broad and deep surrogate operation in which we have many different kinds of leaders across the country, political leaders, elected officials, community leaders, organizational leaders, who are out there as spokespeople on behalf of the President of the United States and making the case for his reelection. And that's because they believe in his candidacy. They believe in his record of accomplishment.
But I don't hear them. I don't know. Which cabinet members, of the cabinet are out there speaking for the president politically and for his reelection? Who's out there giving speeches for him?
Secretary Sebelius is one of those cabinet members. Now, remember, there are some cabinet members that are restricted and not unable to advocate on behalf of the president, like the Attorney General and the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Homeland Security. So you won't see those cabinet officials out there because they're appropriately doing their jobs. But you do see Secretary Sebelius, Secretary Salazar. You have the Secretary of Commerce, the Secretary of Energy. You have I was just down in South Florida with the Ambassador Susan Rice, who came down to talk with the Jewish community, and she wasn't down to talk about the president's candidacy, but about his record of accomplishment and support for Israel. So we have internal surrogates who are making the case for the president, and then we have a number and widespread outside surrogates, like Governor Ted Strickland, for example, former governor of Ohio, and Governor Rendell is certainly a surrogate for us, myself, and a broad range of members of Congress, Congresswoman Donna Edwards. I mean, there's a very long list of surrogates for the president, and they've been out there repeatedly.
You know, I don't see it.
I watch a lot of television,
Congresswoman, and I got to tell you, it looks like a solo act. The president had to go out and explain his position yesterday in a press conference when he was being assaulted by all those mutineers this weekend, by Ratner and by Cory Booker and Ed Rendell and all those people making those critical comments. I didn't hear anybody jumping to his defense. Did you?
Chris, I think there are times when it's appropriate to put a surrogate out there, and there are times when President Obama believes that there is no one better than the president himself to stand up and make the central case that because Mitt Romney has been repeatedly saying that his central qualification for the presidency of the United States is his record at Bain Capital, I think it's entirely appropriate for the president to make sure that voters in this country understand that that is not a qualification for president, and if he's representing that it is, then a close examination and close scrutiny of that record is entirely appropriate.
Want some more from the campaign trail? We'll have it for you in a few moments here after the break on the Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew, they were dirty, huh? Oh, yeah, we stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep, they called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep, they won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Dear best friends, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. There's styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Thursday through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store only select styles only valid May 24th through May 28th.
Talk radio in review, and we continue with the presidential race. Hosts Mike Violette and Ken Altshuler talking to ABC's Aaron Katursky about the latest poll, which shows neither Romney nor Obama picking up any new support.
There's a new ABC News Washington Post poll out that shows that Americans are nearly twice as likely to say they're worse off as opposed to better off under President Obama's presidency, showing a prosperity shortfall, as they call it, resembling the one that cost the first President Bush his job back in 1992. The question is Mitt Romney taking advantage of it?
President Obama and Mitt Romney, who've been locked in months of battle over the economy, the number one issue on voters' minds, and this poll from ABC News finds that neither making terrible amounts of inroads. In fact, there is something of a prosperity shortfall, which is, I think, fancy word for these guys ain't getting it done, because Americans, on one hand, say they are worse off than better off under President Obama's economic stewardship. 30% say they're worse off compared to 16% who say they're better off. But for Mitt Romney, he has failed to capitalize. Only 2 in 10 tell our pollsters that they're actually think they'd be better off had Romney been steering the ship.
And remember back with Ronald Reagan, who said, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
The same question that he asked, the same one that voters come back to, it seems, every election cycle since, and one that cost President Bush his job in 1992. And for President Obama, these are very similar numbers. This shortfall of prosperity resembles the one from back in 1992. But the problem for Mitt Romney is he is yet to seize the opportunity. He has weaknesses on personal as well as professional qualities that keep the 2012 race Very close.
What are those specifically? Let's start with the personal. What are the personal weaknesses that voters see according to this poll?
Well, a couple of different things. President Obama is well ahead on measures like enthusiasm for his candidacy, views of his personal character, and a sense that he stands up for his beliefs. And that those things taken together provide him with room to push back against his vulnerability on the public's long-running economic discontent.
And the other famous thing we remember from presidential races is it's the economy, stupid. So as Americans, is this being interpreted as saying Americans care about the economy and that will be the issue or something otherwise?
Oh, I think if you ask the candidates and the campaigns, they realize that it's the economy. And that is the only thing, you know, that Americans are going to care about and make their, you know, base their decision on. And, you know, look, there'll be some questions undoubtedly about foreign policy and about all sorts of things, but this is going to be the main issue, has been and will be going forward, and our poll finds, you know, a parity on economic issues between the president and his Republican challenger.
Here's Tacos McGraw-Milhaven with Sam Donaldson of ABC about some of the problems the president is having with the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, over his criticism of the president's negative ads.
So, Cory Booker is, looks like he sort of stepped in it over the weekend, didn't he?
The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, staunch Obama supporter, Democrat on Meet the Press, said, you know, this negativity on both sides is disgusting, they're nauseating, and he included the Obama attack on Bain Capital and Mitt Romney from that standpoint. Well, McGraw, the White House, I mean, 2 nanoseconds after he was on the air, I'm certain, the White House grabbed Cory Booker by the throat and threw him down and stomped on him, and he's now retracted. What I was explaining was this, that, and the other. But it's not good news for the president when he has to have some of his staunch supporters say, you're going negative too, sir, and that doesn't work.
Not only that, but then Mitt Romney creates a commercial out of it, and now Cory Booker's, you know, yelling at the Romney campaign about all this.
Well, of course, but Cory Booker has only himself to blame, if blame is the right word. But I think it's like the old saying, the definition of a gaffe in Washington is when someone blurts out the truth. The truth is there's negativity on both sides, and you can decide, depending on which side you're on, of course, who is the most negative, the Republicans or the Democrats.
It's so hard for us because we look at this stuff every day, and, you know, we play, you know, for lack of a better word, gotcha journalism. Oh, you said this, you said that. But the person who's going to work today, who's worried about his job, who wants to send his kid to college, how much is he or she really worried about all of this?
See, you've hit it, McGraw, as usual. Our poll this morning, the Washington Post ABC News poll, showing it's a dead heat on who can best fix the economy, Romney or Obama, 47-47. And that's going to decide the election, not these other matters. I mean, this about whether institutions should provide contraception insurance for employees. Those are important to a lot of people. But the important thing is, do I have a job? Do I have any money in the bank? Do I have food on the table? And if the answer is still, no, not really, then the president can't be reelected.
Now, with that being said, John Boehner is rattling around trying to make hay over a debt ceiling increase and all. How much of that is going to be a perceived injury to the economy, and how much of that is going to resonate with that voter?
Of course, what happened last August and what they're threatening the Republicans this fall and early winter to do again on the debt ceiling is injurious to the economy, no question about it. And I think wiser heads may prevail. Speaker Boehner is responding to his Tea Party people in the House caucus. I mean, as he says, trying to get 218 cats to stay in a barrel is a difficult thing. That's the margin you need to pass anything beyond the House. But Mitch McConnell in the Senate, the Republican leader, says, no, we'll wait till after the election to have this fight again.
Up next, focus on the NATO summit. Chicago, here we come.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. but they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the Cintas truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called Cintas for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was Cintas the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
With the white truck.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're talking about things that are hot on the minds of people listening to some of the political talk radio and talk television programs. That includes the NATO Summit. Here host Jonathan Brandmeier talks to Reverend Jesse Jackson about some of the protests in Chicago during that summit this past weekend.
Talking about the cops, and if I heard somebody shouting, "What do we want? Dead cops?" I'd be pretty upset.
Oh, that was an ugly distraction that undermined the message of the demonstrations, which was substantially nonviolent and disciplined. So were the police, but there were some who were, say, they're self-proclaimed anarchists. They meant to distract the violence,
right?
But in doing so, for example, nurses had a compelling message. Their message was healthcare, not warfare, as hospitals are closed around the country and lack of access. Quite a message. All that Robin Hood tax on the wealthiest,
right?
Wall Streeters to invest in American plan. The veterans who volunteered for the military but found some measure of disappointment somewhere along the way, given the violence in Afghanistan and Iraq. Very disciplined, nonviolent veterans who, in an act of conscience, turned their medals back in as a protest against the war. In part because we spent about $3 trillion in Iraq, lost about 6,000 lives, and then we found it was the wrong target. What could $1 trillion do today? Wipe out every state budget deficit. I mean, these messages are always lost in some act of violence.
Okay, well, and what do we do? What does the media do? What do we focus on? We focus on the trouble.
Dr. King's last march in Memphis, he was marching for sanitation workers to make a livable wage and have dues check off.
Let me get that out of your way.
And somebody, somewhere along the way, a group at the tail end of the march threw a brick through a window. That stuck all the way out of the balloon. So I would think that we would be wise in these marches to keep reemphasizing nonviolence and discipline and focus just to preserve the message.
Yeah. You think our police superintendent did a pretty good job.
He did a very good job.
Yeah. He was right there on the front lines.
He was on the scene. As opposed to being in an armchair looking down someplace, he was on the scene at McCarthy to be commended for his work. And I think police have a strong show of force. But the women, that was a kind of discipline. My point is, we need the police there to protect us from NATO, not the other way around.
Host Ray Appleton with CBS's Mark Noller about what was accomplished by the summit.
What is to be accomplished at this big, big summit?
Well, pretty much they've already accomplished it. The NATO leaders agreed to a plan that will bring the war in Afghanistan to an end by the end of 2014. The NATO leaders issued a declaration overnight in which they said they are taking steps to put Afghan forces in the security lead in Afghanistan over the next 2 years. And by the end of 2014, it means NATO leaders and NATO nations can gradually and responsibly draw down their forces so that the mission comes to an end by December 31st, 2014.
Now, I know the Obama administration has been trying to reach an agreement with Pakistan to reopen some of the supply routes into Afghanistan that were closed, I think, back in November. Has any headway been made on that little snafu?
Well, Secretary of State Clinton met here in Chicago yesterday with President Zardari of Pakistan, and while there's no agreement yet, it looks like a deal is in the works so that the Pakistanis will again reopen their supply lines to Afghanistan. There's a lot of saving face involved. The reason Pakistan shut the supply lines down was in anger over a U.S. airstrike that killed a couple of dozen Pakistani troops. They were looking for a presidential apology. Certainly the United States have expressed regret over that incident. And yesterday, Secretary of State Clinton met with Zardari, and it looks like within the next days even, there could be a deal worked out so that the supply routes are reopened.
All right, you want to talk about the presidential race? Call us now at 800-510-8255. Your call is up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as it continues.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hey, check this out. Here's an email Walmart got the other day. Hey, Walmart. I bought a home last year that had a lot of fixing up to do. The deck had to be stained. I looked into one of the big home improvement stores, but I was overwhelmed with the price. Then I was getting groceries at Walmart, and I was amazed to find a Projects Made Simple section with a video on this very project. The next day, I had my deck stained by the afternoon. Sweet. Ricky Wayne, Oldsmar, Florida.
There you have it. Everything you need to stain your deck like Flood Exterior Stain and the Wagner Power Painter. See for yourself. Only at Walmart.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amerikaplanting.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Counting them down or counting them up, we don't specifically go from number one to whatever during the week. That's the weekend job, and we have the top ten on in the three-hour special that many of you listen to on these same stations. But for the purposes of this broadcast, we take apart whatever seems to be hot stuff on the airwaves of a lot of great radio stations, and we sort of build the top ten out of listening to all of this during the course of the week. The producer of this program and the folks at Talkers.com, which is the Bible of the talk radio industry, might want to check out their website from time to time if you're a big fan of talk radio. Meanwhile, if you're a big fan of Mitt Romney, you may want to be defending him. And if you're a big fan of Barack Obama's, you may be wanting to ask the question, how come he being Mr. Obama, is so interested in taking a shot here? Well, because it's easy game, I guess. The Bain attack ads, are they fair game? Here's Brent in Connecticut.
Obviously, Mitt Romney, is positioning himself as the businessman, the one that knows the economy. So it is fair game to really, dissect what Bain Capital really was all about. And it was not about creating jobs. It was about making people wealthy, and that's it. And the bottom line is, you know, the people that are creating jobs, it's not like you open up a restaurant or a chain of, grocery stores that really created real jobs. They just go into companies, they find companies that are in distress, they take them over, they load them up, with debt, they write it off, the taxpayers pay for it. They walk away with hundreds of millions of dollars.
That's great, Brent, if you really knew what you were talking about. How do you know that? You do the research yourself? Are you listening to the Democratic talking points on MSNBC or Ed Schultz or whomever? The essence of how those companies work in a sense, yeah, they sometimes do what you just described. Yeah, they do that. And other times they enhance. If you're familiar with clear channel radio, you're familiar with many of the stations that are carrying this program or that many of you listen to, they're owned by that company. And so what are they doing and how is the radio? I'm not here to defend them one way or another. But I think you're foolish if you don't think that that's the way this stuff works. And then under the circumstances, how about the other people that are doing the same thing that are supporting Obama? Cliff in California, speaking of Obama, there to take as much out of the state as he can for his reelection campaign.
Obama is quite the hypocrite. He just attended that fundraiser at the home of Tony Hamilton, the CEO of Blackstone, an equity firm. Obama simply doesn't know how business works. That's the meaning of this story. He's completely over his head when it comes to anything having to do with the economy. He's just a stark ideologue. What would you expect from a man whose only experience is as a community organizer? You've got Mayor Booker, Harold Ford, Stephen Ratner, they're all coming out and saying what they're saying. And Democrat governors who are dependent on the bond market to fund their pension plans, they're not going to be able to go with you here, Mr. Obama. Can't you see moves ahead? It's astonishing how this president can't see two moves ahead. He's such an amateur, and that's what Bill Clinton called him.
800. More talking points from the right at that time. But anyway, interesting to listen to all this, isn't it? 800-510-8255. Is President Obama a hypocrite? He's anxious to show you, the voter, that he's working to create jobs, putting tax credits to boost clean energy in the spotlight this week. Why is it taking this long to do this? Why didn't he do this the first year he was president, huh? Norm is in Massachusetts.
I don't like Bain Capital. I think they're really destructive for the economy, and I think it's a bad idea to have them involved in government. But I think it's also hypocritical for President Obama to attack Mitt Romney over it, because President Obama just recently appointed Jeffrey Zients from Bain Capital. In fact, he's appointed him three different times. He appointed him to the Office of Management and Budget twice, and he's also created a new office for him, the United States Chief Performance Officer. That's Jeffrey Zients of Bain Capital. Now, so Obama is attacking Mitt Romney over it, yet he has appointed the brains of Bain again and again. Bain is a terrible thing, and neither Romney nor Obama should be involved with it. It's outrageous.
You think it is? 800-510-8255. Bain is not involved in government as a company, but yes, they do, like so many other companies, no matter what the sector. The energy sector is a good example. From the oil companies, these people come over, the USDA or the FDA, they come over from drug companies, big food conglomerates, and they get things moved around so that they favor their company and they go back to work for their company. That's what's outrageous. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The info is in the listen box at DougStephan.com. Here's Vivian in Tennessee with thoughts on Mitt Romney.
They are always criticizing the president, saying he was a community organizer. Yes. When you are a community organizer, he had to get everything together for people to make sure that everyone was in line, trying to find jobs and help people. They was talking about Romney being a job creator. If he was that good, why didn't they reelect him in Massachusetts for governor again? They would sit out there with all those ass lying and not telling the truth about what's going on in this country. Romney is paid for by those rich men. He's rich himself. He don't care about us, and he never will.
Well, ma'am, you're wrong about Massachusetts anyway, because Mr. Romney chose not to run again because he wanted to run for the presidency. He had one term and that he deemed to be enough. 800, he did not get defeated. He didn't run again. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Keith in Maryland, let's talk about the Bain ads with you.
President Obama's comment about private equity firms, investment capitalists and all, in just being interested in earning money for companies, well, that's what companies are all about. you can't survive as a company unless you can make money, because you have to be able to retain earnings so you can have future payments to pay your employees. So it just proves President Obama's naivety in regards to the economy and how businesses work. It's not all about just creating jobs just for the sake of creating jobs. Companies have to survive.
800-510-8255. Aren't you tired, actually, of listening to these guys tear each other apart instead of talking about what they will do? It's all about the tear apart Mitt Romney, former governor of Massachusetts, the businessman, target of President Obama, in defending attacks to spotlight businesses which closed or lost jobs after takeovers by Bain Capital. The president said private equity isn't good for, is not good preparation for the presidency. Their priority is to maximize profits. Maybe we need to have somebody who understands that you can't run a company, a country, on a 40% debt. This is what we're trying to do here. It's, I think, pretty irresponsible of him to take some of these shots, but it's all politics with Pauls. 800-510-8255, D in Missouri.
It helped the Obama campaign, President Obama's campaign, connect the dots. And I think a lot of what the cynical aspect of the way we do politics in this country is just give the regular citizens the level of red meat to get them excited about their issue and their team, but they don't want to bother to explain what their actual position is.
800-510-8255. What I'm interested in is what your position is. Chad's in Bedford, Virginia, next up on the Countdown Live. Hi, Brad.
What's going on? It's okay, Doug. The first thing I'm thinking is I'm trying to be in the middle of the road here. But, I mean, you know, they said that Mitt Romney was already gone for 2 years from Bain Capital when that this whole, you know, the steel mill or whatever it was in question, was shut down. So he wasn't even there. That's like giving Roger Clemens and Wade Boggs credit for the Boston Red Sox winning in 2004. But, I mean, another thing that you don't hear about a lot about the GM bailout in Chrysler is all the dealerships that closed. We had the oldest dealership in Madison Heights for the Dodge dealerships, and they closed that down. That put a lot of people out of work. So, I mean, you know, you got to look at it, you know, from both points. I mean, you know, but you can't blame somebody for something that they weren't there for, you know?
All right, sir. I think you're right about that. Guilt by association doesn't really work. 800-510-8255. The ladies of The View talk to Colin Powell about all of this in just a moment here on The Countdown.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. 800-510-8255. The discussion of the presidential race, whether you're on the Obama side or the Romney side or another side, all this conversation is sort of interesting. One of the most respected figures politically and otherwise in our country is Colin Powell, who was on The View talking to the ladies about the elections and how well he thinks Mr. Obama, who I believe he said he voted for last time around, has done.
You endorsed President Obama when you ran before. You are now, you are a Republican, but you have not endorsed either Romney or Obama, and you've said that you will not do so yet. What will make you decide?
I have always just tried to approach the political season with an open mind to listen to all the candidates. What do you have to say? But it's not just a candidate. What are you bringing in with you? What's your agenda going to be? What's your portfolio going to be, what's
staff?
Your platform going to be?
Huh? Staff? You mean who the staff is going to be and the vice president?
Not exactly the staff. I'm more interested in what policies they're going to follow. And I want to see if are those policies the policies that will work for the American people in the next 4 years. So I always like to withdraw them.
You don't know what the policies are?
Well, they evolve.
Well, how do you think Obama has, how do you think the president has done the past 3 years?
I think he's done some very, very good things. I think he stabilized the financial system. You have to remember, in 2008, the financial system was going off the cliff.
Right.
That's been stabilized. There are a lot of arguments about equity companies, and there's lots of arguments about regulation and whatnot. But for the most part, the financial system was stabilized. Everybody was worrying about the automobile industry collapsing with all the jobs that would flow from that would be lost. And he saved that. You can argue whether he did it the right way or the wrong way, and they are arguing about that. Mm-hmm. But the fact is he did it and stabilized it. I think the economy is starting to improve, not fast enough. And that's one of the things the president's going to have to account for. Right. Why haven't you done more to get the unemployment rate down where it belongs? I would have preferred if he closed Guantanamo right away, but he wasn't able to do that. So he's got some things to account for. And so that's why we have a political campaign, and that's why it is, you know, it is a food fight. And you're going to see it for the next few months. But I tell all of my audiences, don't expect Superman to come save this country. It's super people.
That's right.
Supermen and superwomen. So listen to the arguments. Don't just go for what you see on one particular cable show or another. Study the issues. Look at the candidates. How committed are they? And will their solutions really solve the problems that we're facing? The fiscal problems, the spending problems, the tax problems.
There's Colin Powell speaking about the elections with the ladies of The View. Here's Kevin in Florida. Back to the callers here on the countdown.
When Barack Obama was running for president in 2008, the Republican Party, including Mitt Romney, opened up everything he did, including his economic plan, what councils he was sitting on, what who he was working with, committees, the whole nine yards. They vetted him as thoroughly as possible, and they're still vetting. Mitt Romney is running on the economy. Well, guess what? Their business experience is part of that. Mitt Romney is a businessman, and the Democrats have no idea how to actually take facts and address it to the American people that makes sense. I'm sorry, Bain Capital is fair game, okay? His character, there's no character assassination. He worked for a company that went in and pirated companies. They bought him out, and they made a profit.
Mitt Romney the Bully next here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Does President Obama have the public trust? Does Mitt Romney have the public trust? Who do you think is the most trustworthy? 800-510-8255. Let's try Cecilia listening in Florida. We're back to Bain Capital.
I think it's fair game that the president should go after Romney's record because that's what Republicans put out there, how he was such a good job maker and all this thing that that company. So, and it's not an attack on all companies. It's just on that company, what Romney ran. And it's telling them that he's supposed to be able to put make jobs in America when he actually fired a lot of people to get the money out of a company and build up the company. That shows that he's for corporate America, not for the poor people that was working at that company who needed their jobs to pay to help support their families. He helped create a problem in America. He did not solve a problem in America. America is not just corporate America. It is the little people who work for those companies, who make those companies rich, who make those companies be the big companies that they are. But they're steady smashing them. Once they get what they want from these people, they don't want to give them health care. They don't want to give them good wages. They want to just take the jobs and smash them. That's not good. And
hey,
as for a president, I don't want to run in my country.
Yeah, okay, ma'am, thank you. 800-510-8255. Newspapers, the news media, can they bring down a president? Yeah, I mean, look at what happened when Nixon was president. Can they bring down, they get on to Obama or on to Romney? Look at what has happened to Ron Paul. Why isn't he more prominent? Tim, listening in Eugene, Oregon, you're on the countdown. Hi.
Hey, I'm just
had it with this, with the president and any candidate whatsoever. I'm going on strike and sitting out this election cycle. I don't like any of them.
All right. Well, you're with a lot of other people, sir. There are a lot of people who think these are very bad, very poor candidates. Why is that? Is it back to what I said a few minutes ago about the news media ruining things in this country? Or is it just that we there are better ways for people to spend their time than running the country? Pretty much is the question, I think. Story of Mitt Romney as a bully. People still wanting to talk about that. Let's see what we have time for here. Back to Bain Capital, though, and it seems there are more attacks. Interesting. Again, back to what I said about running on one's record. Romney has a pretty good record as governor of Massachusetts. Not perfect, but pretty good. And Obama has a terrible record in most respects. So what's the story on the focus here? Don in New Jersey, go ahead.
Bain took over, like many investment companies. They take over six companies that all the employees would lose their jobs. And really, if you think about it, the federal government acted as an investment house when they took over General Motors. And they put in $180 billion or whatever they put into it. They came out of bankruptcy. They came out with less employees, different pay scale, different benefits. And thank God, it seems to be working.
And so it is. 800-510-8255. You're familiar with the discussion of Mr. Romney as a bully from his high school days and that incident getting played up. Anything that they can dig up, man, you don't think there are staff of people you're probably paying for and probably paid for by the taxpayer looking up the history of these candidates. Linda in Connecticut about Mitt Romney and his high school days.
My comments on Mitt Romney and this situation that took place during his high school years, I believe that this speaks eons to his character. And I think the thing that you have to look at as well as the effect that this incident had on the young man who was victimized by Romney. And if the answer is yes, he could have suffered from the trauma of it and the pain and the just the viciousness of the incident, if it did take place, then you have your answer.
All right, so the polls show that you as voters are evenly split between Obama and Romney on the economy. Here's Larry in New York to wrap things up for us.
What the Washington Post wrote, the family says of the person who Romney, or they say Romney did it to, they said it never happened. So to me, it's just a big lie. I think the Washington Post just went to go dig up one of these classmates that passed away that was gay, and they're trying to say that Mitt Romney abused this kid or was a bully to him, but the family says it never happened. So I think it's a big lie. They're just trying to get some more votes for Barack Obama. And, that's politics, I guess.
That's what they do. All right, another wrap on another hour of your Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.